We're a registered charity, and we organise golf events and training events for people who are registered blind to give them the opportunity to play golf. But blind golf in general, it's the same as regular golf, except it's played by blind people with the assistance of a sighted guide, sometimes referred to by people as a caddy or as a coach. In England and Wales, we generally refer to our friends who help us out as sighted guides. Blind golf is played on regular golf courses with regular equipment, playing to the same rules as everyone else would play to, with a couple of minor additions just to make life a little bit easier for us. But we hit the shots, but our guide all the work in terms of pointing us in the right direction, describing the terrain, describing our ball flight, getting us to our ball, making sure we're safe, that we don't walk when someone else is there, and so on.
So how did blind golf start, Steve? What was it that really kicked it off?
Well, my understanding of England and Wales blind golf is that that started up in the early 80s with a couple of people who still play, our finance director, Ron Tomlinson, and Jerry Kelly. They started, I think they met maybe at St Dunstan's, and they were aware that other people had played blind golf. I think going back pre-Second World War, you know, early part of the 20th century, somebody had been playing. But there'd been no organisation in this country. So they decided to get together and recruit some more players, and then it sort of grew from the early 80s. And there's now a Scottish Blind Golf Society, there's an Irish Blind Golf Society, we're England and Wales. And since sometime in the 90s, there's been an International Blind Golf Association that runs some events that we play in. And there are countries in the IBGA, International Blind Golf, from as far afield as United States, Canada, Australia, Japan, South Korea, some of the European countries. So it's growing worldwide.
So in sighted golf, Steve, you obviously have things like the Dubai World Championships, the British Open. Is there anything similar within the England and Wales blind golf calendar? Any really big fixtures?
We have six regular events, but some of them are four-day events. Some are one-day, two-, three-, and four-day events. And from those events, we have an order of merit, and the top nine players in the order of merit through the season automatically selected to play in a match between England and Wales and Scotland. And that happens every year. So it was in Scotland this year. Next year it'll be in England, and so on. There's a British Blind Open. That's in England every third year. So we share that on a rota basis with Scotland and Northern Ireland. And we get some players coming from further afield to come and play in that as well. But there are open championships that if you're a member of one of the blind golf associations, you can go and play. So you could go and play in Canada, US, Australia, Japan, Italy, Austria, if you chose to do that. And then every other year, there's a world championship. So last year was in Australia. There wasn't one this year, and the next one will be in Italy. Somewhere outside Rome in 2018.
So I imagine, Steve, there's lots of people with all different types of blindness and visual impairments, but how important are sighted people for the game?
Within England and Wales Blind Golf, everyone comes along to the event with a sighted guide. Now, there are different types of people will get involved in that. Because I'm a member of a golf club, I've got a few friends who are happy enough to come away for a couple of days and guide me. So they've got my golfing friends. Other people may have their husbands, wives, partner, other family members, sometimes their children, sometimes their parents might be their guide. It's generally better if the guide is familiar with the game and has played the game, but that's not always the case. Some of the guides are new to golf and have taken to it and don't play but spend a lot of time guiding. And the sort of third group of people are volunteers. So through our website and some of our publicity material, we've had a few people who've said, I'm interested in golf, I'm a keen player, and I'd like to sort of give back to the game by helping out. And so we have some volunteer guides, And if one of our players doesn't have a guide for a particular tournament, we might have a list of potential guides who we can match them up with. And then they're gradually brought into the fold. They get used to coming to the event, and they end up, they may have guided for a few different people. It's always an issue getting your guide to be available at the time we're playing the event. So it's sometimes that I'm available to play the event, but my friends can't make it because they're at work or they've got family commitments. So you're so reliant on the guide that it's not an issue, but it's essential that we have enough people to come out and help us.
So in some blind sports, Steve, you know, they can have balls with little noises in them so people are aware where they are. Is there nothing like that in blind golf?
No, it's absolutely the same equipment as everyone else. So it's very much a partnership between you and your sighted guide. But because I've got peripheral vision, I can pretty much address the ball myself, but I might not be pointing in the right direction. So my guide would stand behind me and sort of verbally direct me. So you need to be aiming a little bit further left, and so I can make an adjustment there. Then he might say to me, oh, the ball is on the toe of the club, so I might need to adjust fractions of inches, which I can do by his verbal instruction. Some of our other players who've got much less sight, their guide would physically take hold of the club and position the club behind the ball for them. I think that's probably a bit harder work for them as well. But no, it's the same equipment and played on the same courses as everyone else.
So, Steve, if people want to come and play, how do they get involved?
It's just a question of applying to join. On the England and Wales Blind Golf website, which is blindgolf.co.uk, there's a page to join EWBG, and all our members are registered blind. You then have to have a sight classification to play in international events. There is a joining fee and an annual subscription, but then once you're a member, you can come and play in all the events.
So finally, is there anything maybe that I haven't asked or you'd like to tell people listening about England and Wales Blind Golf?
You can find out about our association by looking on the website. Please make an effort to contact us. There are email addresses and contact telephone numbers there. Get in touch with us if you're interested in playing. If you've played before and you're losing your sight, it's the best thing that you can do, because you can just feel like you're playing golf as you always did, just with the help of other people. If you've never played, have a think about playing. It's a stationary ball, so if you can groove a swing by practicing, having lessons with a professional, going to a driving range with a friend, can develop your skills so that you can play. And it's the most suitable game for visually impaired people, I'm convinced of it. If you're playing the same game as everyone else, you're just having the assistance of a sighted guide. You can find us on Facebook by searching for England and Wales Blind Golf, and Twitter as well, at EW Blind Golf.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.